Video: 18-wheeler does U-turn, kills three Americans. By Neil Monroe on August 15, 2025. A video shows the moment when the driver of an 18-wheeler allegedly performed an illegal U-turn on a Florida highway, killing three Americans. The Florida Highway Patrol is describing the wreck as a homicide investigation after three people were killed, said an August 14 report in WPTV.com. The local sheriff's office has not yet released the names of the diverse drivers in the August 12 accident, one of whom is wearing a Sikh-style turban. Most Sikhs are from India, although a growing population has moved into California. Many foreign-driven trucks have a crew of two drivers who split the driving and pay to minimize sleep delays on long-haul runs. But the growing number of diverse foreign drivers is killing Americans in large numbers. WPTV.com reported details from the Florida Highway Patrol's crash report. From the right lane, the semi-truck attempted to make a U-turn at an official use-only turnaround area near mile marker 171, crossing in front of the vehicle in the left lane. WPTV is seeking information from the Florida Highway Patrol regarding the identities of the two men in the semi, who reportedly sustained no injuries. As of now, no charges have been filed, and further details have not been disclosed. The driver of the semi and the passenger are reportedly from California. However, California allows migrants, including tourists and illegals, to quickly get licenses to operate 18-wheel trucks. The deaths of the three American victims spotlight the determination of Democrats and business groups to import cheap and subordinate migrants for many jobs. That determination, however, has shredded the Democrats' 1960s Great Society network of rights, laws, and civic rules that promised to protect personal freedoms amid efficient, pro-equality government. For example, to aid the migrants' arrival from many disparate cultures, Democrats have stopped trying to enforce popular laws related to housing, hiring, wages, trucking, workplace safety, food handling, welfare, and narcotics. One result of this progressive's pro-migration bias is a sharp increase in American highway deaths. However, President Donald Trump's deputies have begun to reverse some of the chaos imposed by the pro-migration policies set by Alejandro Mayorkas, who was President Joe Biden's pro-migration border czar. For example, Trump's Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, has directed federal highway safety offices to enforce a law requiring foreign drivers to be able to read English. In 2016, officials were told to stop enforcing the law by President Barack Obama's pro-migration deputies. However, Trump's officials have not blocked the inflow of foreign truck drivers, many of whom are employed by shady subcontractors working for high-tech retailers, including Amazon and Walmart. Some of the foreign drivers illegally entered the country. But many are given temporary visas, including H-2B work visas, B1/B2 visitor visas, and E2 investment visas.